It's time for our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education segment. Of course, it's brought to you by the Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every single day. And we bring in a very special guest here on the hotline, Bob Scott, Avon Lake School Superintendent. Bob, how are we doing?
Doing all, Rocco. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes here to join me. And I wanted to start with what the governor had said on Wednesday. And I know before we kind of started, we were talking off air a little bit about this. And, you know, it doesn't seem like much is changing right now. But certainly things could be changing moving forward. So, you know, Bob, remind us, if you could, how did Avon Lake go about, you know, returning to school when the fall semester began? Were you guys, you know, online, in person, a hybrid? How did you guys do it? And what kind of feedback have you gotten with that approach so far?
You know, Avon Lake, and you know, there's lots of different formats going on right now, and everybody is trying to make that decision the best way possible for their community and their school. Lots of moving parts. Avon Lake, we decided early on that we were going to go back 5 days a week, really not a normal kind of schedule because there's a lots of pieces and parts that went in place as far as social distancing goes, masks, cleanliness, sanitizing, that kind of stuff, busing issues. But we're back 5 days a week, and 82% of our students are in that program. We also offer an online format, and we've got, of course, 18% of our kids are in that format. So it's gone well. We've gotten good feedback from both sides. There were some growing pains, but you know, we get better every day, and our in-school piece is going great. Our online piece is going great. You know, we still have a lot of pieces that we're working on, but we're doing well.
Talk to me a little more about the online learning, if you could, Bob. I know you mentioned there just 18% of your students chose the online learning path, but that area in particular seems to be the one where schools may struggle the most with, just because there is so much newness around it. You know, kids and teachers aren't necessarily used to that constant online learning. So what's the biggest thing you've learned in that area?
You know, I think part of it is how do you balance the direct teach, and how do you balance the load, not just of being online and whether it's face-to-face or not face-to-face, but how much is enough and then how much is too much. You know, we're lucky, and we were very lucky that we went into this, that you know, we had teachers apply. We put excellent staff online who already were well-versed. And we've done a lot of professional development, and they've just gotten better all the time. But I think the big piece is both for students and for the teachers, online can be all the time. You know, and we learned that early is we're worried about our teachers burning out because there's no more start school at 8 and end school at 3. It goes continually. You know, I've got mm-hmm. teachers calling me that they're emailing kids and parents at 10 o'clock at night. And it's the same thing for the students. And the student piece is much more age-driven. You know, our elementary school kids do things a certain way. But we can't have too much screen time. We have to add pieces in to make sure, again, it works for them at that particular age. So I think those are the biggest pieces, and we're working through them. You know, it's gotten better. We're still worried about our staff. You know, they're really, it's so intense, we're afraid they're going to burn out eventually. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to do everything we can for them to just keep their sanity in place.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A couple of friends of mine are teachers in a couple of different school systems around the area. And yeah, I've certainly been told about the late night emails and how it's this continual effort, and certainly something that they've had to adjust to. And good on you guys for doing your best, you know, trying not to burn out your faculty and your staff and keeping everybody fresh and ready to go. So great job out of you guys there. Again, we're being joined by Avon Lake School Superintendent Bob Scott here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education segment. Bob, I wanted to ask you about this improvement levy that passed with dominating numbers. Wanted to congratulate you guys on that passing. Reading through an article that I found about it, seems like that's going to go towards a number of different good causes. Expand on that a little bit, if you could, for me.
You know, the permanent improvement levy is exactly what it is. We don't use it for daily operations, so it's not used for salaries or supplies or any of those things that happen every day. It's really for our facilities and for bigger, you know, bigger items that are going to last over 5 years. And it really sort of fits in just like anybody who's doing the same thing with your home, you know, and with your own budget. You know that at different times you have to fix refrigerators or toilets or the roof. For us, you know, we've got a million square foot of roof in the district. And we have to keep it up and we have to replace it. And that's where that money comes from. You know, we get about $700,000 a year and we maintain parking lots. We buy buses. You know, a bus costs about $100,000 for a single bus, and we usually replace two a year. So that's where that cost comes from. And the biggest piece is we want to thank the Avon Lake community for supporting us. They have through the years, and they continue to do that, especially in this very difficult time. Some things are still normal. We still have to take care of our facilities, and that's what that PI levy is for.
So certainly going towards a number of good things there. And Bob, not to take away from its importance, but you just pointed out to me that a bus costs $100,000. I had no idea what a bus costs until you had just told me that. You could have told me any number and I would have believed it. But wow, that is that is an eye-opening figure right there, no doubt about it. So very good that the permanent improvement levy did pass. Now, last month, Bob, I saw you guys, your nutrition services department hosted this all-local day at the Troy and the Learwood schools. How did this idea come about, and how did it go?
It went great. And you know, our food service has done a great job throughout the year and or through the years. You know, we work very, very hard to make sure that we have fresh produce, we have fresh vegetables. And we started a number of years ago really doing that farm-to-table kind of thing and trying to work locally. So that we could work with farms and services around us to get those things in place. So it's been very, very important to us. And things that people don't realize is, you know, it's sort of slowed down this year. But a couple years ago at the high school, you know, we really wanted to limit our footprint as far as garbage goes. So, you know, we started composting and recycling everything. So we almost have nothing at the high school that we throw into the garbage and send to the landfill. It's almost all compost. But again, it's just that piece of trying to do natural stuff, do fruits, do vegetables, really healthy living for our kids. And if we can use our local people to do that, it's even better.
Yeah, no, nothing wrong with promoting, you know, both the local businesses and healthy living. When you combine the two, that's certainly a recipe for success. I remember my high school doing something similarly, both my junior and senior years, especially with you know, limiting the garbage that would be tossed out and everything like that. So very good things happening in that regard. Bob, my last thing here for you, and I ask all the superintendents that we interview here on the Champions of Education segment, you know, if there's any other important, you know, news or notes that you'd like to share with the community moving forward, what would they be?
You know, I think for us, and of course, you know, COVID and what's going on with that is on everybody's mind. And I think the biggest piece is that we're all working together on this. You know, our particular programming with our in-person and online, it's working well. We know that at some point we're going to come out of that and we're going to go back to a more normal school situation. But we need everybody to be patient, and we want everybody to continue working together so that we can do what we need to do, and that is specifically for our kids, and make sure that they get through this and we can progress in the future to get them where they need to be for their future. So mostly just, you know, keep hanging in there. We try to do as many normal things now as we can for kids, and that's a big part of this because, of course, that social-emotional piece is huge. This is stressful on everybody. And it hasn't been any less stressful in the last couple of weeks with the spike. But we know if we work together, we can get through it. And again, I want to go back last to say thank you to everybody because they really are helping. And we need that help to get through.
Yeah, a little compassion and a little patience will certainly go a long way, especially during a global pandemic. Certainly that sense of togetherness could help everybody out, especially the kids, like you said. So well said there. Bob, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes here to join us on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education segment. Thank you for all the insight to what's going on over there at Avon Lake. Great, exciting stuff, no doubt about it. I look forward to trying to catch up again soon.
Rocco, thank you so much. And thanks for doing this for all of the educators in Lorain County. It's a great help.